Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 after the hour. Time for us to work through the top 10 items from the world of News Talk Radio for this past week, the week of April the 18th to the 22nd. Those of you who enjoyed the various holidays, you obviously weren't in Israel and Palestine. Other than that, happy Easter and Passover and Ramadan, and we get to the stories of the week and the people on the list. Thank you to Talkers Magazine, puts together this list every week. And we put 2 hours of programming together. First hour has to do with the DJV program that I host every week with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and Jay Kirshen. Jay's not with us this week. She is ill, but Victoria's here and Jennifer's here so that we can have our comments, some of the discussions we had on the daily DJV program regarding these issues this past week. At number 10 on the countdown, the story list, the focus on Earth Day, which as we are speaking is something celebrated pretty much through the weekend. There are a lot of events around the country acknowledging the past 50 years because it's the 50th anniversary. What's going on in Los Angeles? I just am interested in the two communities, the three communities that we represent. I'm on the East Coast outside of Boston. Victoria's down in New Jersey. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. So what are your communities doing? What activities do you see or have you seen taking place this week in this weekend surrounding Earth Day?
I think they use the month at a city and county level in L.A. to promote recycling programs. They really try to ramp up the efforts to get people to ride share, especially on Earth Day. There were a lot of signs on the electronic billboards that surround all of the freeways in Southern California encouraging people to ride share on Earth Day. So they use it. I don't know. I'm not familiar. I'm sure there are specific and individual celebrations that have probably happened this week, but I think for the whole month, the county uses it to try to promote their programs based on keeping things clean. And certainly it's about, for us, because we are such a big commuter city and county, it's about sharing rides, about recycling, about cleaning up the parks. There's a lot of conversation about that going on this month.
All right.
That's great.
What about where you are, Victoria? What's going on there?
Well, I'm in New Jersey at the Jersey Shore, and since we live on the beach, there's a lot of the stuff that we're seeing in our local community is about beach cleanups, and which I try to do all the time when we're walking the dogs on the beach.
Sure.
You know, there's so much trash, and it's so much plastic, like grocery store bags that float out to sea and choke wildlife in the ocean. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that it's just people are so irresponsible with their trash, and so that's kind of the main focus for us will just be everyone doing beach walks and cleanups.
The American Family Farmer, which is another program that I host each week in addition to this one and the DJV program, is a focus on what's going on America's farms, the family farms, not the big agricultural overkill, big conglomerates that are too much a part of our agricultural landscape. But I am looking at some of the things. We talked a lot about seeds and the things that can be grown that don't have to be connected to the big ag businesses, the things that they would promote to try to get you to think that you're going to grow more. You may grow more, but will you grow better? And I think that there is a big now more and more focus on things. I have a composting operation on my farm that I'm very proud of. There are things like that that I'm interested in. The Captain Planet Foundation, I've not heard about them. You know about them? They have a Planet Alliance program that young people can use to be advocates for a lot of different environmental issues. If you're between the ages of 10 and 23, from anywhere, not only in our country, but around the world, you can register, join this alliance.
And so it does, it's, you know, thinking about biodiversity. Some of the words are buzzwords, and some of them are kind of clanny and cliquish. And I don't like the buzzwords, but I do like the idea of conservation. I have been a conservationist all through my life, and I'm proud of it. I've conserved hundreds of acres of land surrounding my farm. I have conserved the lives of animals on my farm. I like the idea. I'm not, you know, always I challenge people who will come up to you and say, and they mean it politically, I'm a conservative, and they haven't got the first idea what really conservation is all about and being someone who conserves, saves, if you will, things. So anyway, that's a focus on number 10, Earth Day. Number 9, social media. The things that are in social media this week, the comments from folks, I think when we look at some of this stuff, I was actually shocked late in the week to see the story about Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith talking about getting a divorce. Did you ladies see that?
I did. Yeah, I saw it in some of the tabloids.
Is that new, or are they talking about when they were separated?
No, they're talking about
I think
about
they're saying
now.
If they had for divorce, what would that look like? I don't think that there's any real... I don't think there's been a story that says Jada's talking about a divorce or Will Smith, mm-hmm. but I think people are speculating that their marriage won't withstand all of the stuff they did to it. And by the way, everything that we talk about, they're not victims of fame. These are things that they've probably done to one another. So it's been interesting. There was a story also this week that floated back to when I guess Jada and Will were first starting to date, and she was in a long friendship with the rapper who's now dead, Tupac, and I guess she had to beg Tupac not to beat up Will Smith at the beginning of their relationship. That story's been floating around, so it's interesting how the stuff that's gone viral this week is kind of about some of the more strange moments, I guess, in their relationship.
Interesting. The other thing that I saw that I thought was interesting this week, only because I have a relationship to Christopher Maloney. He used to live next door to me when I had a house in Santa Monica down on the beach. And he was my next door neighbor, and he sold it to move up to the hills. He had a house up at the Hollywood Hills, and apparently he's just sold that because he thought it was haunted, or his wife probably did, knowing his wife. And that's not bad. I just think she would probably think of it, about it, and be more hysterical about it. So he's sold the house to the director of Red Notice, a fellow named Rawson Marshall Thurber. Red Notice. What was that? What was that? I don't remember Red Notice. Anyway, so he paid $5.5 million for this five-bedroom, seven-bathroom house. It was an off-market deal. The house went back to 1916.
Okay, yeah. So Red Notice is a great movie. That's the new movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot. That's on Netflix. I loved it. It's like a jewelry heist kind of caper movie. It's so good. But anyway, so that's
the
director. The
movie. It's not in the theaters. We can't see it.
No, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Anyway, he apparently has had problems with houses that may have been,
he's haunted.
In New Canaan, Connecticut, because most of the stuff they're doing now, the production of all of the Law and Order shows is done in New York. So if he lives in New Canaan, that's pretty close into the city. He had apparently a home on the Hamptons. You know, he's some pretty interesting homes, actually. It's more Hollywood gossip, and that's part of what's, you know, social media is all about, as it turns out. Okay, let's move to number 8. What's going on with Disney in Florida? More unpleasant revelations about Disney. I think we talked about this, Jennifer, didn't we, on the DJV program earlier this week? I think all of us did, in terms of what is now being, what's becoming public about it. I don't know. I mean, I've never liked Disney.
Well,
never liked anything about them, because I think that they're a bunch of greedy SOBs.
This is such a multi-labeled story, and I'll tell you honestly, like, I root for Florida and Ron DeSantis. I like them, but this is retaliatory. But the question is, should they have ever been given these rights to own literally and operate like their own kingdom. I know that's what they call it, right. But should this has even been done. So just to give you a little context. So Florida writes their parental rights bill. The media dubs it the Don't Say Gay bill. That's not what it is. We could argue about whether it's right or wrong, but that is not what it is. It's not about not saying the word gay. They mislabel it. They push it around. You get corporations who start pushing back against it. Disney did not at the beginning, but then they got pressure to push back. So then they came out pretty publicly against Florida, saying that this wasn't right. Florida then says, well, okay, you're going to start making waves for us. Well, we're gonna say, hey, you're getting a lot of special treatment in our state of Florida, so let's look into that. And so then they bring up this thing about removing their rights from, like, this Improvement Act that is about 50 years old. And what that is that when Disney came to Florida, they brought a bunch of lobbyists with them. And they said, we have this plan for 38 square mile facility, which is now Disney World, but it was out in the middle of pasture and swampland. And so they build this whole thing. They're given special privileges from Florida to create essentially like their own thing that they could rule. They have their own little place, their own fire, their own little world, right, in the middle of Florida. Well, now the argument is, okay, was that ever appropriate, number one, because is that putting other corporations on the same playing field? Could we take the Stefan Multimedia and the DJV show and the Talk Radio Countdown and all of your properties, Doug, and go to Florida and say, we want an autonomous zone?
Yeah, I want my own town.
Right. Ooh. It's not quite...
Stephenville.
Right, it's the haves versus the have-nots, right? We don't have the lobbyists or the power and the money to make that happen. So now there's another issue. So, yes, was it retaliatory on the part of Ron DeSantis and the Florida Senate? Absolutely. And Republicans who say it's not, they're lying to you. It is totally retaliatory from a Republican who loves Ron DeSantis in Florida. But that doesn't mean that this was right 50 years ago. And I think it is an interesting conversation about how the power that lies within lobbyists, where they could go in and get literally everything handed to them, like your own ability to, I mean, this gave them the right to permit all of their stuff. They didn't have to operate under Florida permit laws and rules and regulations and all that stuff. So it's kind of an interesting thing. But yeah, there's a lot of layers to the story for sure.
All right, number seven on the countdown is something we'll get to in a few moments. Race relations. We still have the top seven plus some more comments from you, your listeners. That list coming up in a moment as well as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You know, number seven is race relations, and I said something earlier about, and I think it wasn't on this program, it was on the DJV show, about Black Lives Matter. that whole mission is not mission accomplished. I think that it was very necessary as it got started for us to pay attention, but I think it's gone a little bit too far. And so that I'm going to leave my comments at that because it's 21 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, what is going on? That's what I want to know. What the heck is going on? Lots of comments from our listeners about issues this week that we want to go through. The comments from you, thank you for participating in all of the question and answer. Just comments anytime. You feel free to. We're actually setting up a phone line that will take your comments as well. We haven't set it up yet. It isn't quite ready yet. But at any rate, in terms of your comments on either Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, the aforementioned Florida Disney situation. Man, look at all these comments. John Walsick says, $1 billion debt bomb to soothe the governor's oversized ego. Seems about right. Jason Moran says, Death Santis is going to get ruined on top of ruining everything he touches. Obviously not a fan there. Jim Boyle, Disney will get what's coming to them. Pretty interesting and wide variety here. Linda Stone says, woke minorities cause consequences for complacent majorities. Hopefully, and eventually, the chickens come home to roost. Kathy Ross sent a comment, and it reads, self-government never should have been started in the first place. Joe Roscoe says, the debt comes with revenue. Also, I don't understand that. What does that mean? The debt comes with revenue. The state has planned. What does that mean?
I think maybe saying that Disney's brought a lot of money to the state, maybe, of Florida,
yeah, right.
Which is part of the promise,
true.
I'm sure, what Florida jumped on when they said, yeah, come on in.
Of course they did. Greedy.
A lot of tourists, right?
More tax money to waste.
Why else people go to Orlando?
Right. Tim Lowe says, so doesn't this just make Disney equal to all the other attractions like SeaWorld? No, not even close. Okay, next group of comments have to do with the war. How is the media doing when it comes to reporting on what's going on in the war in your thinking? Susie Ortiz says, There are a lot of censorship in some of the stories. I don't think everything is being reported. I don't know. Was she talking about on their side or our side? I guess that would be the question. Danielle Ivey says, I'm trying to figure out why they're broadcasting live testimony for Johnny Depp and less mainstream media coverage of what's happening.
That's a good question.
In Ukraine.
Although, we're here for all the Johnny Depp drama. That's true.
That's it. Okay. Jim Mancuso says, would people care as much if they weren't white people fighting? I don't know what that means. A lot of people have different. You go through the, not all Eastern, well, I'm going to dig into this and it'll take away from the last comments, group of comments we have about mask mandating. And the fact that the mask mandate has been lifted, Al McEwen says, about time. Yep, I say that as well. Jeremy Winfield says, it's amazing to me people are even complaining. You'd think if they were so scared they needed a mask, they'd put themselves in places where people, where there aren't crowds. I guess that's what he means. Chris Meacham says, as someone that has to take long-haul flights to the mainland U.S., I welcome this ruling. Tim Lowe, he must be from one of our Hawaii stations. Tim Lowe writes, should be an individual choice. Let's get back to being a republic. Yes. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think that I'm very happy about the mask mandate being left to individual choices. I think if you think, well, you ought to have one on, you should wear one. And that should be the case with all of the things that turn out. COVID is over as we knew it. For 2 years, it's been a problem. There still are people that are getting sick. There still are people in the hospital. That's not going to change. It's not going to go away. The flu shots that you get this fall will deal with it. For now, we need to move on. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia. The Pentagon press secretary saying the United States is continuing to send defense support as well as asking other countries who rely on Russian services to draw back as much as they can. John Kirby adding, no one can predict how long the conflict will go on. President Biden is spending the weekend at his Delaware home, but on Friday, the president talks about his plan to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. Speaking at Green River College in Washington, the president announces he wants Congress to limit the price of insulin to $35 a month, which is three times what it costs to make the drug.
If you're on Medicare, you won't have to spend more than $2,000 out of pocket, which is a lot of money.
USA Radio News. Over a dozen victims of former Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar are filing claims against the FBI. Grace French tells NBC's Today Show she was abused by Nassar after the FBI was told about the allegations.
For me, it's about accountability. I want to hold these institutions who failed us over and over again accountable for their inaction or their complete disregard for our safety.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, a Russian general is sharing their plan.
The deputy commander of Russia's Central Military District said on Friday that Moscow wants to seize all of southern and eastern Ukraine, far wider aims than Russia had acknowledged. Ukraine officials said his comments have given to the lie that Russia's previous assertions that it had no territorial ambitions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. With me is Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The story list number 5 is a focus on crime and immigration on the list of top 10 stories, which, by the way, you can see every week. If you want to follow this stuff, you can go to talkers.com or you can go to djvshow.com. So, number 5, I think this is an interesting representation of a, this is sort of like a, this looks like a movie. The Handyman Did It. A case that has actually captured a lot of attention around the country has been solved. 51-year-old Gors, I can't even pronounce his name. Is it Orsolya Gao, I think, from
Queens? That's the
Queens?
Woman, yeah, Orsolya. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. She was murdered.
What a story.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't this crazy? Go ahead, Judge. Go ahead and tell the
story. Well, no, you guys
jump in. Well, go ahead and tell the story because it is a wild story.
All right. So this guy was having an affair with this woman. They started doing work at the family's home 2 years ago. They had an on-again, off-again relationship. The two had gotten into an argument about the ending of the relationship. He stabbed her 55 times with a kitchen knife. And then he shoved her body into her son's hockey equipment bag, rolled her body 9 blocks away before just dumping it. But there was a trail of blood from the bag that led back to the house. And the lady's husband and one of the two sons were away that weekend. The other son was home. It was unclear if he heard what was going on or not.
And so here we go. This is something. This is a movie. This is a
Oh, it will be. It'll be a Lifetime movie for
sure. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Right?
Crime yeah. and passion.
And the thing that's also strange, too, is she was a beautiful woman. And
gorgeous.
The guy was like, ugh. Like, he was a nothing. I don't know.
Apparently, did you hear what she did? Like, I guess when the husband was away, like, she'd go, she had her 13-year-old kid upstairs, and then she'd go up to a bar, and the bartender would say that she was, like, this classy lady, but that she, you know, she'd come in and have, like, I don't know if she just limited it to one, but she'd have a Moscow Mule, she ordered dinner, and she'd do it late at night, like 11 or 12 o'clock, which, look, I'm not being Judgy McJudgerton, and this is obviously a horrific story, but it is an odd, I think it's an odd pattern of behavior probably for most people with their
not
kids.
Not if you want to have an
right.
affair, it's not.
Yeah, that's, I mean, obviously you're looking for something like that probably,
yeah.
right? I mean, that's perfectly normal if you want to do that, but he had a key. He knew where the key was hidden to the house because he had worked on the house before, so that's how he was able to get in and wait for her. Ugh.
So what nationality is she? She's Eastern European, she's, right, wouldn't you say?
She looks white.
Yes, you would have liked her.
Yes, very
much
like
your
type.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you for that.
Well, she was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know.
My yeah. type is beautiful women, yes, thank you.
Well.
Anyway, she looks pretty Eastern European to me. At any rate, that's
but the
there
poor
it
kid
is.
Who was at home up in his bedroom.
Oh, yeah. She'd be scared. Woof. Number four on the countdown. Well, I guess there's one other thing. Coupled with crime is the crimes being committed by illegal immigrants. And with that story, there's an analysis this week from Governor Abbott in Texas's border patrol thing, whatever it is. There are people who have looked into what's going on, the doubling down of inspections for commercial trucks coming in from Mexico, causing all kinds of delays and this is a $9 billion problem at the moment. Abbott has rescinded the rule, but that's only because he was a lot of people threatening to stop, supporting him. He ordered the state troopers to conduct inspections of trucks, and it left, this is 3-4 days, and the food that's on the trucks is all rotting.
$9 billion worth of goods were lost. Horrible.
Yeah. He looks really bad.
He
for any number of reasons.
Truckers are not happy with him right now.
Yeah. Well, it isn't just the truckers. It's just
right, but they're the ones who had to lose everything that spoiled while they sat there for days.
The cargo's not theirs. The cargo belongs to whoever the shipper is, but still they lost not only was that a problem, but they lost revenue. If the trucks aren't moving, they don't get paid. So they sat there for 3 or 4 days and didn't get a nickel for it.
Yep.
So, all right, let's see. Number four, the January 6th committee. I don't know what else there is to say about this. I'm just so tired of reading stories about it.
Well, obviously it's in the news just because I think for a couple of reasons. One, Democrats are going to try to use it because it's an election year to try to remind people that Republicans are insurrectionists. So it's there for that reason. But it's also there because Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader of the Republicans in the House, there's a new book that's out that claimed to have footage of Kevin McCarthy saying Trump went too far. We want to pull Trump out of office. He's come out and said that that's inaccurate reporting. And so there's been a back and forth.
What does it mean, though, inaccurate? He doesn't say it's not true.
No, he said it's out of context or something like that. I don't know. Or he denied saying it. To be honest with you, I'm so over the January 6th stuff that I really just blazed by and did what I hate, which is reading headlines. But he has come out and said that this was either out of context or he didn't say it at all, but he's been fighting it in the press trying to say he didn't say that. So I don't know if there's an actual recording that anybody's heard or if an alleged recording exists, but that's why it's become a story again this week.
Yeah, all right. So number three is COVID, and as far as I can see, the most important thing that happened this week regarding COVID has nothing to do with numbers. It has to do with the mask mandate being lifted. You can fly and you don't have to wear a mask. You can, I mean, I guess I get the business about if you're in the subway and that sort of thing, but this is an educational process, not something people resent being told what they have to do. And with good reason if you're living in a free country. So tell people why they ought to wear their masks and encourage them to do it. And let's go from there. At this point, the COVID situation is not what it was when all this got started. We have COVID problems. There are people getting sick, and there are still people dying. But this mask mandate isn't going to save, you know, if you choose to, like my children, when they're in public places, choose to wear a mask. But that's as much as anything else because my daughter's husband, has a mother that's compromised, so they want to protect her. My son's wife's mother has got a lung thing, but she also, you know, we've got a five-month-old baby that wants to be protected. And as a matter of fact, interestingly enough, in that family, there was an event this past weekend, and one of the children in, I think, one of the cousins, was in school with somebody who had COVID. The cousin came down with it, and the mother came down with it, and now it's gone around and around. And you hear a lot of stories about that. COVID's not a death sentence anymore. At least Omicron's not. But there's still people getting sick. So wear a mask if you're in a circumstance that seems compromising. But to be told you have to wear one on an airplane is ludicrous. Because the air in the plane, now because of what the airlines had to do to clean their act up, the air in the plane is cleaner than pretty much any place else you would be. And one who frequently flies finds it annoying as all get out to have to wear a mask.
The other thing, too, is if you think about it, you know, everyone milks the whole, I'm drinking or I'm actively sipping my drink or I'm actively eating, you know, everyone's milking it anyway. And then half the plane has the mask below their nose. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid. People aren't even doing it right.
No. Uh-uh.
I think what's going to be really confusing, though, is where I think we're headed, and that is that L.A. County, New York City have all said, well, you know, in travel hubs, meaning airports, now you have to wear a mask. And I think they're doing that to try to help bolster up the claims of the Biden administration at this point. So back to the masking if you fly into LAX, but then if you go into San Francisco, you can take the mask off. Or if you go to Vegas, you can take the mask off when you're in the airport. And then what's going to be even more confusing is now they're saying they might leave it up to airlines to decide. So imagine that. It might be really problematic for people to determine what the rules actually are and how is it going to be safe to fly on a Delta flight but not on an American flight.
Yeah, that's
using that as just an example. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Number two has to do with the war. President says there is a new humanitarian parole program to welcome Ukrainian citizens fleeing Russia's invasion. Program known as Uniting for Ukraine, part of the administration commitment to welcome up to 100,000 Ukrainians. I suppose we should have talked about that in number five as well, the immigration story. The Homeland Security people have been telling reporters this week that they anticipate the 100,000 will enter the U.S. because or through this effort. And I get it. I'm okay with this, frankly. As long as we monitor it, make sure that the people coming in here are not troublemakers, that's the only issue.
Well, you have to have a U.S. sponsor. You have to have complete vaccinations, other health requirements. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of security checks and stuff that they're going to do. I think that there's such a spotlight on it that they can't mess this up.
They can't mess it up. They can't afford to mess it up.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Also this week, the Bidens have announced another $800 million in military aid for Ukraine, heavy artillery, that sort of thing. So far we've given them $3.5 billion worth of aid. And people don't know this, at least it's not public because they don't want to have it public. We have soldiers, they're called advisors, on the ground teaching the Ukrainians how to use this stuff. They're well guarded, and so am I giving away something that I shouldn't be giving away? Nah, because there are enough. You got to know the Russians know that there are Americans there, one way or another. So anyway, the troops are being trained to use these howitzers. They're also being trained on the special vehicles that are there. There's part of the intelligence package of what they're seeing. They have these satellites that are viewing everything that's going on. Apparently, one of the things this week that was uncovered was a mass grave near Mariupol. You can see it.
Horrible.
There are pictures around of it.
The satellite images show it.
All right. Number one this week is the economy. The inflation rate, what it costs to buy a house now and a new car. One of the things that happened, though, interestingly enough, as all of the inflation takes place, Americans are spending more money than ever in the history of our country. Spending at retailers and restaurants up almost a point in the last month.
Billions, restaurant prices are insane right now.
I know.
Yeah.
$50 for it's a piece of fish that was 20. I mean, it's just
grocery
crazy.
Prices too. Buying all of our Easter groceries, holy smokes. It was like what I would normally pay about $150, $174 was close to $300. It is really a difference.
Didn't you say that they're adding someplace I looked at? I went to dinner once this week with a friend. I didn't see a tax or an add-in charge.
Oh, yeah. Some restaurants be careful. Check your receipts because depending on where you are, some restaurants are adding a COVID tax.
Yeah.
And there's a steakhouse that opened in the village that we live in, and they had a 20% COVID tax.
Great.
So you pay your bill, you pay the regular state taxes, and then it's just going more money going to the restaurant. So just make sure, you know, sometimes it's not that clear on the receipt.
Right. Yeah. All right, so those are the stories. As you might imagine, Joe Biden is number one on the people list. Putin is two. Zelensky is three. It hasn't changed much over the course of the past week. But those are the stories and a lot of the conversation that we've had this week on the DJV program. Thanks to Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list this week, the official list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Emmanuel Macron and Marie Le Pen. She's running against him. She's very conservative. He's not. And so the French elections are the focus there. Number 9, Rudy Giuliani showing up from The Masked Singer. Number 8, Elon Musk doesn't have any place to live. Doesn't have a home. He's homeless. Number 7, Ron DeSantis. Seems to be, depending on who you talk to, the greatest guy in the world or public enemy number one. Mitch McConnell is at 6. Trump's at 5. Catherine Kimball Mizell, who's the judge that overturned the mask mandate, is number 4. Zelensky is 3. Putin is 2. And Jumpin' Joe, he's our president. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. So that's the official list from Talkers for this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion no longer a problem. Get back in balance with balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the story list for the week of April 18th to the 22nd, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10, Earth Day. Kind of interesting things going on around the country this weekend that lots of people are talking about. Number 9, trending stories on social media. Number 8, Disney getting basically pushed out of the park, if you will, in terms of tax benefits. Number 7, all the problems with the races, race relationships, educational problems and issues. Number 6, crime, and crime as it relates to our immigration policy. That's number 5. Number 4, January 6th. Number 3, the mask mandate as it applies to COVID-19. Number 2, the war. And number 1, the economy. Those are the big stories this week, according to research done by Talkers Magazine.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net, that's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. Well, let's see if we can get to the top 5 items here this week in technology. Victoria Keelan has done the research, as she usually does. Number 5 is a focus on Airbnb and what happened at that Pittsburgh party where the shooting took place.
Right. So after that shooting, which was on Easter weekend, it was a horrible event. 200 people were there at this party in Pittsburgh, in the East Allegheny neighborhood of Pittsburgh. As many as 50 rounds were fired inside the house alone. They think it was really 90 rounds total. People were jumping out of windows to escape the gunfire, and 2 teenagers were killed. 8 other people were shot. Airbnb now says that they are suing the person who hosted this party, and this is the person who rented the house through Airbnb. The property owner's probably also going to get into the lawsuit as well, because the violation with Airbnb's policy is that you can't have more than 16 people, and there's a curfew from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., and that restricts entire home listings made by people under the age of 25. So there were numerous violations here, and Airbnb has said that they are going to take this to court. And I think that's kind of the only way Airbnb can come out of this looking okay, is to make sure that they pursue this, you know, to the fullest extent.
Number 4 on our countdown is a focus on YouTube and what they're doing for baseball.
Yeah, this got some mixed reviews in terms of making headlines this week. So YouTube and Major League Baseball have renewed their streaming agreement for the 2022 season, and it will result in 15 regular season games being shown exclusively on YouTube. The first game is going to be streamed on May 15th between the Washington Nationals and the Colorado Rockies, and The problem, though, some people think this is great because they can see, you know, they can watch the games without subscribing to a sports package on cable. The problem, though, is that they're splicing up where you can see all these games. Apple TV Plus has Friday Night Baseball. They also have a weekly doubleheader in 8 countries, exclusively on Apple TV Plus through the regular season. Peacock has 18 early Sunday games beginning May 8th. They're all exclusive as well. Amazon Prime Video has 21 of the New York Yankee games in the home market during this season. And Amazon also simulcasts in-market games with the YES Network, which is the Yankees network. So YouTube has 15 games that will be available live and free to fans. But again, it's really splicing up where you can actually follow your home team, and that's what's getting a lot of complaints.
Number 3, Department of Justice charging Russians with disinformation. What a surprise.
So a prominent Russian legislator and two of his aides have been charged with running a disinformation campaign targeting U.S. citizens, including lawmakers, for several years. Alexander Babakov is 59 years old. He and his two staffers allegedly operated international foreign influence and disinformation to promote the interests of Russia. And this went from 2012 to 2017. The FBI had been tracking this, and these Russians attempted to woo American lawmakers. They gave them all expenses paid trips to Europe, and they sought to orchestrate meetings with influential people, and so offering lots of free travel to one Congress member who got caught. We don't know that person's name. That has not been released, but not a good look, and at least, you know, we've caught the three people who are behind most of it.
Number 2 is about crypto.
Yeah, March's massive theft from a crypto service built to support a video game has been tied to a hacking group associated with North Korea. Again, not a shock. In March, Ronin, which is a tech company, announced that $620 million worth of crypto coins in Ethereum tokens were stolen by a hacker from its network bridge to the Axie Infinity game. So the bridges actually between these games where people pay for, you know, things with Bitcoin, it's called Play to Earn video games. So you basically have like a bank of tokens that you use, and the bridge that manages those tokens, that's what's being hacked, and it's happening a lot. So the bridges are really the problem, but if you are someone who is a gamer and you do have crypto tied to a game, you are at a significant risk depending on, you know, what game you're playing. So as of right now, they've been able to reimburse people who lost money, but in the future, I don't know that they're going to have endless funds for that.
Number 1 is Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix was the most dramatic storyline of this week in the tech world. They lost 200,000 subscribers globally compared to the Q4 of last year. They think they're going to lose 2 million by the second quarter alone. The stock took a huge dive, and they're trying to figure out how to stop people from sharing passwords because that's, you know, they're losing a lot of revenue.
Right. All right, there they are, the top 5 items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at 59 After the Hour.
Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.